This is Mikin Tefila. So we did until Shadayim. Today we did Negelvasser. Today I want to do Asher Yatzer. So basically, so what happened during Tai Chi? What do most of us basically never think about? Okay, Hashem, breathing. Breathing. Breathing's amazing. You can breathe. Breathing's amazing. And it's a nace. Hashem gave us the perfect cocktail of gases in the air. Oxygen, nitrogen, little carbon dioxide. It's a perfect mix. Yeah, water's also a miracle. H2O. But we breathe, and it's amazing. Wow, I'm alive, I can breathe. And the air comes in, and all the good stuff goes where it's supposed to go. Right, what is it? 80,000 UPS deliveries a second, right? Hashem doesn't get anything wrong. So during Tai Chi, I thought about breathing. It was very powerful. Okay, Asher Yatzer. Okay, Judaism is the most amazing religion. It's the most amazing thing. We are supposed to find Hashem and think about Hashem in everything. When you daven, when you learn, mitzvos, everything. You with me? But what's most amazing about Yahadus is that you think about Hashem also in the most physical, plain things. When you're eating, drink of water, you thank Hashem first. It's an amazing concept. So even drinking. And then, the thing that makes us most like animals is going to the bathroom. You're stuck in the bathroom. It's a completely, totally, 1,000,000,000% physical activity. There's nothing ruchnius and holy about it. It's just nothing. And yet, we use going to the bathroom as a chance to thank Hashem. It's incredible. That shows that in Yadus, literally, if you become an Oved Hashem, you're talking to Hashem, connected with Hashem literally 24/7. That's an amazing concept. Rav Nevin Sol Shlita is with Hashem all the time, so we have to do our best to get there. But so Asher Yatzer is a great place to start. Okay, just first some halachos. So you say Asher Yatzer when you go to the bathroom. So the question is, until when can you say Asher Yatzer? Let's say you don't say it when you're supposed to, right away. You forgot. So until when can you say Asher Yatzer? Understand the question? What? All right. Very good. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that it's until the next time you need to use the bathroom. And that connects to different things, but so that's what most Ashkenazim do. In other words, if you don't say Asher Yatzer, and it's a half hour later, it's an hour later, oh, I can still say it. I can still say it because I don't have to use the bathroom yet. What happens is, most of the time, when do you remember you forgot to say Asher Yatzer?
Next time
you need to use the bathroom. So then you lost it. Okay, Rav Avadya holds 72 minutes. He has other poskim. So in the Sephardi world, you do 72 minutes. Okay. So that's the basic... one second. Now Asher Yatzer, you open up the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch basically translates Asher Yatzer for you. It's amazing. It gives you the Hebrew translation of what all the words mean. So you have to know, you have to think about it. And so the Art Scroll Sitter, which is absolutely incredible, the Art Scroll Sitter, gives you, so it says, Nekavim, Nekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim. What are Nekavim? Openings. And what are Chalulim? What's a Chalal? Anyone know what a Chalal is? What's a Chalal? Oh, good, excellent. A Chalal is a Kohen who loses his Kedusha. We'll get to that in a second. Because it doesn't have Kedusha. What's a Chalal? You'll see. What's a Chalal? Empty space. Space is called Chalal. So Chalal, the Hebrew English word is cavities, openings. When a Kohen becomes a Chalal, he's emptied of his Kedusha. That's why a Kohen who loses his Kedusha is called a Chalal. So what are the openings? So the mouth is an opening. The nostrils are an opening. What are the cavities? All the things inside. The lungs, the heart, the stomach. Everything works perfectly. Everything works perfectly. The human body, it's amazing. The air comes in, the food comes in, the water comes in, the miracle water comes in. It all gets distributed the way it's supposed to. The good stuff stays, and the bad stuff is taken out. If a little bad stuff stayed in, we'd be in big trouble. Rachmana litzlan. And lo aleinu, it happens. Some people, if they don't have the ability to go to the bathroom properly, then you get poison inside. It's very dangerous, right? Even for a short time. Okay. And then it says, mafli lasos. Rebecho basar, mafli lasos. Hashem does wonders. So what does it mean he does wonders? So the simple shot is, the art school quotes from the Beis Yosef, that it's amazing. How the body works is incredible. It's like a wondrous thing, that it all works perfectly. We never think about this, but you're supposed to. I'll get to that in a second. We're supposed to. We don't think about it. I'll get to that in a second. And the Ramah says, what's mafli lasos? This is beautiful. This is the famous Ramah. That the spiritual soul blends in with the body. In other words, you have a body, and you have a soul inside. The neshama's inside floating around somewhere. So that Hashem made a body that works perfectly and lets the neshama in, that's the wonder of the body. So we all should take Asher Yotzeh seriously. Amen. Stop and say it with a little kavana, a medium kavana, a lot of kavana. We never think about these things, but we should. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret now. I'll tell you a secret. If you was able to literally be happy the whole day. The whole day. Because if we're grateful to Hashem for things, then if a Jew thought about what he's getting all the time, he should be happy. My body works. Oh my gosh, I have a chance to do anything I want. Good things, serve Hashem, good things. I can eat. My body works. Be happy. And then thank Hashem. And you're grateful. Here's the yesod. You can't be grateful unless you're happy. To be sincerely grateful, you have to be happy. When you say a bracha, you're saying a bracha. What's the point of a bracha? What's the point of a bracha?
Thank Hashem.
Whoa, what?
To thank Hashem.
Exactly. The point, two for two. The point of a bracha is to thank Hashem. Meaning be grateful. So you say a bracha, you say the words, but the point of it is to say, thank you Hashem, I say, Pekeach Yivim. Thank you Hashem that I can see. Oh my gosh, I can see. I'm happy I can see. Rachman al-Tan, if you couldn't see, oh my gosh. So let's say, here's an example. You sit down for breakfast, and you have a plain piece of a little bit stale white bread. That's all you have. Now you like the whole wheat bread with the funny stuff on it, or you like butter with your bread, or you like it to be toasted, or you like toasted with margarine, whatever you like. You don't have any of that stuff. All you have is, and you're hungry, all you have is this bread. So most people, they're not so happy with the bread, because they want the toasted bread, they want the garlic bread, they want the whole wheat bread with the funny stuff, they want the butter. So then they say the bracha. It's very hard to be grateful, you with me, if you're not happy with the bread. But we should be happy with the bread. Oh my gosh. Rachmana litzlan. In Africa, people are starving. They are. And in a lot of places, it's hard to get bread. You have to wait in line for 2 hours to get bread. And you have a piece of bread. Okay, so your next meal, you get the better stuff. It's a big thing. You have to train yourself. Oh my gosh. I'm really happy with the basics. Then you say thank you. So going to the bathroom is a basic. And you're happy with it. Then you say thank you. So a person opens his eyes in the morning. We discussed this already. Moda'ani. Oh my gosh, Hashem, thank you that I'm alive. It's amazing. Then you go to the bathroom. Oh my gosh. It works. Everything works. Baruch Hashem. And you're happy that it works. And Rachmana Litzlan, if people that, if you know people where things don't work that way, so why Hashem does that, Hashem has a perfect plan for everything. We don't exactly understand why Hashem does this. But when you're aware of that, it should make you very happy for your, oh my gosh, for yourself. The fact that things work. You with me? Most of us never think about this. What a chance. It's possible without, here's the sentence. Okay, here you go. You ready for this? Here you go. Okay. This is the big yisod in life. Hashem's on our side, that's for sure. Chazal are on our side. Chazal wanted to make it easy for us to serve Hashem. It did. So you have brachos. If a person would have a little kavana when they said brachos, almost automatically, we'd be serving Hashem differently. Because we're thanking Hashem all the time for everything. Hashem, oh my gosh, you have so many good things for me. Maybe I'll do a little bit for you too. If you were starving, or somewhere, and somebody came and brought you food, for the rest of your life, oh my gosh, you saved my life, thank you. I write you a note every year, I thank you all the time. Hashem gives us food, He gives us air, He lets us go to the bathroom. If we'd say brachos with kavana, we'd be overwhelmed with gratitude to Hashem, and then boom, the next step is to do a little for Him too. You got it? It's a big yisod. It's possible if we use brachos properly, and Ashiyot is a good one, then almost automatically our Avod Hashem pops up in many advances, in many levels. Hold on one second. Am I being clear here? So let's read about this. Okay, there's a person. I'll talk afterwards. Okay, there's a person out there. His name is Rabbi Yechiel Spiro Shlita. Who's Rabbi Yechiel Spiro? Anyone know? He's one of the best writers in the world. You know the books, Touched by a Story?
Yeah.
Touched by a Story. He has a couple of those. Purity, what?
Prayer.
Oh, right. All those things. He's the person who uses stories to, like, teach everything. I think he's one of the best writers. If you want to pick one person, this is my opinion. If you want to pick one person to read, well, after Ginsberg, fine. Okay, that was a joke. After you finish all Ginsberg's books, but that was a joke. Maybe not such a good joke. But anyway, the next person to focus on, you get Rabbi Spiro's books and just start reading them. They're amazing. They're interesting. They're exciting. And you learn big yesodos. I'm telling you, if you want to, it'll help you davening like crazy. It's called Touched by a Prayer. His books are called Touched by, like, he began writing Touched by a Story, different volumes. Then he moved on to, like, he goes through davening and he tells stories along the way that help you with davening, with kavana. So it's about brachos and sukkahs, everything, and then he has stories in the middle.
I want to learn about davening and learn how, like, to understand that.
It's more for, it's inspiration, and you do understand more because, like, the ones that he talks about, you understand better. But it's not like a line-by-line explanation of davening. That, we have books upstairs. Here we go. One of my most favorite stories of all time. The following essay was written by Dr. Kenneth Prager, MD, a urologist in Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center in New York. It says it all. You ready? This is the doctor talking. When I was an elementary school student in Yeshiva, a Jewish parochial school with both religious and secular studies, my classmates and I used to find amusing a sign that was posted just outside the bathroom. It was an ancient Jewish blessing, commonly referred to as the Asher Yotzer benediction, that was supposed to be recited after one relieved in oneself. For grade school children, there could be nothing more strange or ridiculous than to link acts of micturition and defecation with holy words that mentioned Hashem's name. That we discussed before, but by Yad, that's okay. Blessings were reserved for prayers, holy days, or for thanking Hashem for food or some act of deliverance, but surely not to bodily function that evoked smirks and giggles. It took me several decades to realize the wisdom that lay behind this blessing that was composed by Abai, a 4th century Babylonian rabbi. Those kids young over there, they just appreciated what it means to be able to go to the bathroom. Okay, whatever. Okay, let's go on. Abai's blessing is contained in the Talmud, an encyclopedic work of Jewish law and lore that was written over the first 5 centuries of the Common Era. Right, it finished around 500. The Jewish religion is chock full of these blessings or brachos that they are called in Hebrew. In fact, the entire Masechta Talmud is devoted to brachos. On page Samach Amud Beis of the ancient text, it is written, Abaye said, one comes out of the bathroom, he should say, blessed is he who has formed man in wisdom and created in many orifices and many cavities. It is obvious and known before your throne of glory that if one of them were to be ruptured or one of them blocked, it would be impossible for a man to survive and stand before you. Blessed are you who heals all flesh and does wonders. We explained wonders before. A Jew is supposed to recite this blessing after each visit to the bath, and we young yeshiva students were reminded of our obligation to recite this prayer by the signs contained in text that are posted just outside the restroom doors. By the way, those signs are good. The signs help you focus. They help you focus, those signs. The least the sign does, it helps you slow down. That's the least. In other words, the sign, you slow down with the sign because you have to read it, you're slow. That's step one. And aside from slowing down, you actually, the pictures, or either the pictures some of them have, or you focus on what the words mean a little bit. So at least you say with a little kavana, thanking Hashem, you know what the words mean a little bit, you understand. By the way, a little bit's a lot. There's nothing small. Because any small piece of progress is huge. Because it should. Hello, a small piece of progress changes what? This is a very important morning habit. A small piece of progress is changing what? What's it changing? A small piece of progress.
You.
Yeah, correct. More specific than that. Your neshama.
Changing a big
progress. So a small piece of progress is changing your neshama for how long? How long?
Forever.
Oof, forever. So there's nothing small. Is that clear? There's nothing small. That's a very important idea also. Let's continue. It is one thing, however, to post these signs, and it's quite another to realistically expect pre-adolescents to have the maturity to realize the wisdom of a need for reciting a 16-year-old blessing related to bodily functions. That's why you train your kids. Hopefully, you train yourself. Train yourself. Who's your most important descendant?
You.
Eila told us Noah. Noah. Oof, don't forget that. These are all home runs. I had like 3 home runs today. This is great. You're 2 for 2.
Judge.
You're 2 for 2.
50th home run last night.
Oh, yeah?
The rookie record.
Wow. Okay. That's a muscle for something. So we'll figure it out. By the end of the year, by the Sukkot party, we're going to have a contest. Who's going to have the nimshal of the fact that in the middle of our Ashiyatza Shir, Mr. Isaac mentions that, what's his name?
Aaron Judge
broke
Aaron.
Aaron. Oh, now already we're getting something. Aaron Judge.
Aaron Din.
Broke the. Oh. Now we're getting some. Aaron Din. Wow. This is like purgatory. This is a Saras Yimei Tshuva Purim Torah. Anyway. Okay.
And a guy named Judge broke the record.
I understand.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
Right. Anyway.
Skakha
Yeah. Okay. It's a Skakha Pratis if all of us take it seriously that Hashem is judging us, and therefore we make a step forward. How big a step? Even a small step. There's no such thing as a small step. So we're going to take that as a mashal. Hashem runs the world. Isaac decided, in general, Isaac in general doesn't speak up so much. He's very controlled with what he says. And he decided to make an exception to mention that Judge broke the record. So it's Ashkacha. Okay, that's it. Yeah, the Yemei Adin. Fine, very good. Okay, that was good. That was worthwhile. Let's continue. Guys, now it gets serious. This is very important stuff now. The goal is to change your life, change my life. We all should have a little more kavanah with Ashiyatza. This is a doctor talking. It was not until my second year of medical school that I first began to understand the appropriateness of this short prayer. Pathos physiology brought home to me the terrible consequences of even minor aberrations in the structure and function of the human body. At the very least, I began to no longer take for granted the normalcy of my trips to the bathroom. Instead, I started to realize how many things that had to operate just right for these minor interruptions of my daily routine to run smoothly. I thought of Abaye and his blessing. I recalled my days at yeshiva and remembered how silly that sign outside the bathroom had seemed. But after seeing patients whose lives evolved around their dialysis machines and others, with colostomies and urinary catheters, I realized how wise the rabbi had been. I'll read him one more minute. Guys, he's right. But we should feel this way without seeing, in other words, reading about it should be enough. You understand? Reading about it. But you have to appreciate it.
But is he religious?
What?
Is he religious?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't want to say, I'm not sure. You get the impression he's like a little. I'm not sure. Right, but I'm not sure.
Hope.
Now, and then it happened. I began to recite Abayi's bracha. At first, I had to go back to my sitter, the Jewish prayer book, to get the text right. With repetition, and there were many opportunities for a novice to get to know this blessing well. That's a good line. And there are many opportunities for a novice to get to know. And there's not every bracha you say so often. This bracha you say all the time. He writes well. I could recite it fluently and with sincerity and understanding. Over the years, reciting Asher Yatzar has become for me an opportunity to offer thanks, not just for the proper functioning of my expiratory organs, but for my overall good health. The text, after all, refers to catastrophic consequences of the rupture or obstruction of any bodily structure, not only those of urinary gastrointestinal tract. In other words, when you read the bracha, it's not only about going to the bathroom, it mentions your lungs, everything. Everything has to work properly. Could Abayi, for example, have foreseen that blockage of the cavity or lumen of the coronary artery would lead to the commonest cause of death in industrialized countries some 16 centuries later? So when you say chalulim chalulim, which now we know means empty, you're also thinking about your lungs and thinking about your arteries flowing properly. I've often wondered if other people also yearn for some way to express gratitude for their good health. Patients especially who are exposed daily to the ravages of that illness can wreak, must sometimes feel the need to express thanks for being well, and thus well-being. Perhaps a generic non-denominational Asher Yatzar could be composed for those who want to verbalize their gratitude for being blessed with good health. Interesting. I don't know what that means. What we would say is, yeah, we have a chance. Thank Hashem for your health once in a while. When would we do this? Well, for Asher Yatzar, when else? Birchos HaShachar, we'll get to that. Birchos HaShachar. You're thanking Hashem that you stretch, that you stand up, that your legs work, that your eyes work. That's what this means. Let's continue. There was one unforgettable patient whose story reinforced the truth and beauty of Asher Yatzar. Feed me forever. Josh was a 20-year-old student who sustained an unstable fracture of his third and fourth cervical vertebrae in a motor vehicle crash. He nearly died from his injury and required emergency intubation and ventilatory support. He was initially totally quadriplegic, but for a weak flexion of his biceps. A long and difficult period of stabilization and rehabilitation followed. There were promising signs of neurological recovery over the first few months that came suddenly and unexpectedly. Movement of a finger here, flexion of a toe there, return of sensation there, adduction of a muscle group there. With incredible courage, hard work, and an excellent physical therapist, Josh improved day to day. In time, and after what seemed like a miracle, it was a miracle, he was able to walk slowly with the leg brace and a cane. But Josh continued to require intermittent catheterization. I know only too well the problems and perils this young man would face for the rest of his life because of a neurogenic bladder. Neurologists were very pessimistic about the chances of not requiring catheterization. They had not seen this occur after a spinal cord injury of this severity. Then the impossible happened. I was there the day Josh no longer required a urinary catheter. I thought of Abayi's Asher Yatzar prayer, pointing out that I could not imagine a more meaningful scenario for its recitation. I suggested to Josh, who was also a yeshiva graduate, that he say the prayer. He agreed. As he recited the ancient bracha, tears welled in my eyes. Josh is my son.
That's crazy.
Guys, this should wake us up. I'm telling you, it's a Teres Yemei Tshuva. We can use Asher Yatzar to totally change our lives. A little kavana, and there's nothing small, a little more kavana in Asher Yatzar, and then you're talking to Hashem, you're grateful to Hashem, you're happy you're alive. Oh my gosh, my body works. Thank you, Hashem. Hey, maybe I should do something for you. If somebody gave you back your eyesight, you'd be so thankful. You'd buy him presents every year, you'd do something. Hashem's giving us back everything all the time. And it's a very good vort, he said, by the way. It's a very good vort. It's what the art school sitter says. What's his good vort? That chalulim chalulim doesn't only mean things that help directly with the bathroom. In other words, everything blends together, right? Obviously. But, to go to the bathroom, everything has to work inside properly. But still, the word chalulim means the organs, the lungs, the heart, the stomach, and the brain. Got it? So we're thanking Hashem for our health. Thank Hashem for going to the bathroom.
That means even the most physical, mundane thing can have ruchnius. Number one, we're thanking Hashem that our bodies work. Thanking Hashem that our overall health is good, and then saying, you know what? And we're doing this without having to see someone who can't, on our own. Thank you, Hashem. And then we're happy. Oh my gosh, I'm happy. What am I complaining about? My body works. And then we say to ourselves, let me go use it for something productive. So this is Asher Yatzah. You got it? You have it? It's a big one. Asher Yatzah. Okay.